The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, welcomes the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol's, second Global Drugs and Illicit Substances Trafficking Conference taking place in Cape Town between 17 and 19 September 2019. Minister Fritz extends his warm regards to each of the international and local delegates contributing to these vitally important discussions. Discussions will focus on Interpol's activities for 2018-2019, as well as its capabilities, maritime trafficking, profiling containers, air trafficking, best practices, land trafficking, organized crime, trafficking through new technologies, and it will conclude with the adoption of recommendations. Minister Fritz said, "South Africa has both users, producers, traders of illicit substances on the global stage. It is therefore vitally important that we engage with the various other nations affected by this scourge to establish meaningful and lasting solutions. I welcome all delegates contributing to these vitally important discussions and solutions." Interpol is an intergovernmental organization with 194 member countries helping to police by sharing and accessing data on crimes and criminals. It further offers investigative support, including forensics, analysis, and assistance in locating fugitives around the world. These expertise support member states in combating crimes across regions most affected by terrorism, cybercrime, and organized crime. Minister Fritz further added, "I wish to extend my personal thanks to the President of Interpol, Kim Yong-yang, for having held the conference in the Western Cape. Illicit substances are wreaking havoc on our province, and more than ever, we are in need of innovative solutions. As revealed by the 2018-19 crime statistics, 8 of the 10 top police stations with the highest reports of drug-related crime are right here in the Western Cape. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety remains committed to using every tool at its disposal as defined by Section 206 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa to safeguard the province."